Kulox has got to come up, and then you got to click on the thing, and just then you're sitting there talking.
Oh my God! You mean I came on? Okay, yes. So you heard my one-liner. I'm in love.
Yeah, it was great. Your energy, just great. But my texting hasn't been working, so I was like, oh my God, this would be the first Monday that I haven't been able to respond. You know?
Yeah, it's nice.
And then because I accidentally turned off my cell phone when I was trying to get to it, I was like, oh shit! And I was like, boosting it, and then it went off, and it powered back on, and the texting was working. It hasn't worked since
you know
Friday.
What? That's it, karma. Now that is weird. That is scary. That's almost
and you were the one person that's like, I've got to text. Okay, then I got to call her. If the texting's not working, and I don't know if you pick up because I know you're going to be putting away your guitar and driving.
It's like when I get those messages, I feel so like, oh, thank you. Because you go up there, it takes a lot of courage. They don't know me, but they're getting to know me.
They are. They're treating you like our buddies, family.
Miss Piggy and stuff.
I do like that he elaborated this time and he talked about the business. Because remember the first time when that was said, I was like, what are you guys saying? But then I told you, I realized it was a marketing, the marketing thing. Because the songwriting, the royalties, the licensing.
I need money.
Money is money. And Sesame Street, are you kidding?
Sesame
Street is another income bracket.
Oh,
you know,
my
in
God.
Terms of licensing a song of yours. So now I'm feeling him. Now I know where he was. He wasn't trying to insult,
There's a simplicity that's suitable for children's
makes
sense.
Market. Yeah. Oh, my God, that was the money, Judy. But I'm sorry.
No, I'm really excited about you doing Saying Goodbye because here it is.
Thank you.
And the reason is I actually don't think it's suitable for my voice. It's not the speed, it's just the intensity. And I've been finger picking it and it sounds better. And I'm thinking of doing another arrangement just for me. And then this is not all wasted with the drums and everything. That's so suitable for a strong voice like yours. So then I can have it in two different ways.
That's great. Because you're talking about that for all different singers, different versions.
Yeah, different. And this has two versions. Now, the question is I can have you do both and give you extra. Or you can play with them and decide one is better than the other.
The lyrics are different?
The lyrics are different. Okay, I'll explain the difference. The first one was written originally as a goodbye breakup song. And this is funny. When I performed this last week, I forgot which version I was doing. So I started it out one way and then I switched. Because I don't want it. I like it as the loss, the more revised song.
Okay,
On the breakup song, this is the difference in the chorus, okay? This is about... You thought it'd be easy to leave someone. You didn't think you'd cry, but then you should have known because it was always hard saying goodbye. I used to, always have a tough time saying goodbye to someone I loved, right?
Yeah.
It's like, oh, it's time for you to leave.
Yeah.
So it's sort of an ironic twist that I should have known. That's completely different from saying, I knew leaving you would be easy, and I always expected to cry.
Yeah.
That's different. That's the feeling that you knew you were going to lose something, but you didn't know how hard it would be to say goodbye, that's even harder than you expected. So they're different.
That's true. That's
they're
true.
Different. But there's a different sound to it, because when you say, I never expected to cry versus, I always, it just has a different sound to it.
That's true.
Anyway,
leaving you would be easy.
And then this is another line that I'm not sure I like on the original, where I go, I wish I'd never loved you, almost wish I didn't still care. Okay, it's a bad dream, just a nightmare. I wish I never loved you, I wish I didn't still care. Whereas here I say, a bad dream, just another nightmare. I wish that I'd just wake up and somehow you'd still be there. Because if it's a lost song, when you lose someone, you're not going to say, I wish I'd never loved you.
True.
So they're different feelings.
Say, I wish I didn't have this pain.
Exactly.
But
so they're different.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's great. I think this is what I'm hearing in my head. I always hear you.
Yeah.
Because I listened really closely. So she's saying would, because the word I always hear this, and then, so I think it might be this one, is the one I have the affinity for, but I'll play with
both. Well, that's the one I recorded, because that's where I feel more true to, but, then again, I want my songs to have some variety, so.
So, I'll play with both, and
play
we'll
with
see,
both.
Yeah.
You can do both for me if you want.
That's great, Judy.
I'm excited.
That's really something that it's this one, because unlike, and your other ones stay in my mind, too.
Well, Crystal Oceans would probably be nice, too, with your voice, too. But, there's a personal nature to all of my stuff.
Yeah, there really is. But, Judy, it's almost made me afraid this week, because I'm like,
am
I getting ready to lose somebody, or what? And then, because I have a hard time with goodbyes, too. Goodbyes is an issue. It doesn't even matter. Sometimes if it's just 3 weeks or going to an airport, it's just a huge issue for me.
All right. That makes me feel that it's a human song.